Let us consider another beautiful thought for today. Let's meditate. Let's reflect. Let's take time to give tender concern and care over the Word of God today. The second great picture in the beautiful little sunny psalm of Psalm 23 that we see is the companion shepherd. That's a beautiful psalm, and it's so beautiful to not only have a physician shepherd to heal us and to minister to our needs, whether they be spirit, soul, or body, but we have a companion shepherd, one that can walk with us and one that can talk with us. And we find these words in the little psalm in verses 3 and 4 that pertain to the great picture of Jesus Christ, the companion shepherd. And the Word of God says here, particularly in verse 4, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And as we examine the word rod in the Hebrew and to see the different usages of this word, it's a beautiful Hebrew word, shebet, which means a rod, not only, beloved, to defend and protect, but it's a rod that feeds. It's a rod that corrects. And one way to ascertain the beautiful meaning of the Word of God is to look in another place where God may explain by using the same word. In Isaiah, the 11th chapter, in verse 4, we find what the rod really is. We find these words, "But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked." It's the same word for rod that's used in chapter 23. What a beautiful thought that with the words of his mouth, his word is like a rod to chasten us. His word is like a rod, beloved, to defend us. His words that have come out of his wonderful mouth is like a rod to lead and to guide and to feed. No wonder the bride said in the Song of Solomon that she wanted to know him and to be like him. And so again, in the little prophet of Micah, in the Word of God, we find the same word, rod, used again. And we can see then how that he comforts us with the word out of his mouth. In Micah, the 7th chapter, and verse 14, we find this precious word saying, "Feed my people with thy rod, the flock of thine heritage, which dwell solitary in the wood in the midst of Carmel. Let them feed in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old." So we find God commanding his under shepherds to feed his people with the rod, with the word that comes out of his mouth. So it does not matter if we go through low places, low valleys, lonely places, dark places, even the shadow of death, where there might be lurking all kinds of enmity and opposition from a fallen Lucifer. We do not have to be concerned. We do not have to be anxious. We do not have to have fear in our souls, because the Word of God, the rod of God, will feed us. It was a definite fact in Eastern customs that the sheep that stayed nearest the feet of the shepherd, that he used his long rod that had a crook in the top of the rod and a curved knife, that he would cut down branches from the trees, choice branches and fruits, as he led his sheep out to a new pasture, that he would feed then those sheep that were close to his feet with a food from the trees nearby. And so we find here in the Word of God that God commanded his under-shepherds to feed his people with the rod, with the Word of God. And then again, if we look in Psalm, the 2nd chapter, We find these words in chapter 2, verse 9. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. So we find, beloved, that the word of God, the rod out of his mouth, that he's going to comfort us with as we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, through the darkness of this world, that that rod will not only break the power of the enemy against us that would prevent us from progressing in our spiritual journey, but this rod, this word out of the mouth of Jesus Christ will also break our hardness, break our wills, and melt us so that we can become a tender and kind and merciful and true. And likewise, we find in the Word of God in Proverbs, the 29th chapter, that he has something else for us through the rod. And that's in chapter 29, 15. He said, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. The word of God that's given to you by the shepherd and the under-shepherds of God is a rod of reproof to you. It's a rod to your back. And the word of God says, if you spare the rod, you hate the child. But if you give him the rod, he feels secure. And when we're walking with Jesus Christ in the valleys of this world, in the darkness of this world, and he speaks to us with the rod of truth out of his mouth, though it will reprove us, though it will correct us, it will also give us security and give us a sense of protection, because we're sure and we know that he loves us because he cares enough to minister his rod. And a child that's left to himself will bring shame to his parents. And so, beloved, the Bible said, whom God loveth, he chasteneth. And so whom he loves, he gives us the word of reproof and correction. Paul said in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, reproof, correction, and instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished to all good works. And so the word of God will reprove us. The word of God will show us how to walk more perfectly in Jesus Christ. The word of God will show us how to be a bright and shining example for Jesus. He is a companion shepherd that never leaves us, never forsakes us, walks with us in the darkest of trials and temptations, walks with us in the valley of the shadow of death. And in that experience, he gives unto us his precious word out of his mouth, the rod out of his mouth that will defeat the enemy, that will defeat our own carnal nature, that will make us more like him, that will feed us, that we might grow spiritually, and that will correct us. How good is our companion shepherd? Precious Jesus, we ask you now today in thy wonderful holy name, that name that is above every name, to bless every word out in Radio Land today. We ask you to bless every heart that's listening. Meet unto them the precious word of God. Quicken it and bless it that they might grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.